the line now I have Brad Wilmot, Project Coordinator for Save the City Ireland, and which is a member of the Dublin City PPN that we interview all the time. And Brad, good morning to you.
John, good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about, as a result of your research, the Courageous training programme for asylum seekers was introduced. But before we get into that, will you just tell the listeners about Serve the City?
Absolutely. So Serve the City is a nationally registered charity in Ireland. A lot of our work is focused in Dublin, but also in Galway and Clare and in parts of Cork as well. We have focused in the past on social inclusion projects, including community-led projects to help people renovate their homes, their gardens, and basically just live a better lifestyle. 2020 was quite a catalyst for us. We responded to a community call in March of last year, and through a succession of very, very successful projects, working with close to 450 of our amazing volunteers, we went pretty much from strength to strength. So Serve the City is about ensuring that the community is supported as much as we possibly can, with those very strong focus on social inclusion. And we have run projects in the past for asylum seekers and migrant workers, and genuinely a great pleasure to be able to have done that for Serve the City.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned volunteers there, because I'm always saying it, I keep repeating myself, they're fantastic people, volunteers, giving up their own time to help their local community.
Well, Serve the City, the essence of Serve the City are our volunteers, and we are so grateful for absolutely everything that a person gives to us, not only just their kindness and their generosity, but also the solidarity and the spirit of giving to those who are in need or less fortunate at a point in time. And again, not to put too fine a point on it, but last year to have been introduced to so many volunteers just with pure gold in their hearts and a willingness to help others was just phenomenal for us across all the projects that we worked on. And funny enough, we're experiencing exactly the same in 2021 as things again for this great nation are changing after during the pandemic, yep. I should say. We're not quite over it yet.
Yes, and tell us, how did STC get involved with Dublin City PPN, and how do you benefit from being a member of Dublin City PPN?
For us, we are, first of all, very much community-focused. So being able to work in the different communities and in association with the PPN allows us to get an inside track in terms of what community projects are necessary, and allows us to schedule our volunteers and our efforts around that as well. But also it's around exposure for Serve the City, just for us to be able to say, you know, this is our charity, this is what we do, and, you know, please be part of this great initiative to go forward and to help going forward. So we do as much networking as we can. We are a volunteer-led organization, so our resources are not always, you know, as generous as we'd want them to be, but it's about exposure, it's about giving back to the community, and it's about involving volunteers as much as we possibly can.
Okay, now tell us about this research. You've done research into the training needs of asylum seekers.
So I think pretty much born out of some of our history, Serve the City is focused on social inclusion projects. We have reasonably good relationships with management at Belfast, the National Reception Centre in Dublin, as well as other accommodation centres in Ireland. And I come from a coaching and training background. And it was an amazing collaboration between our trustees, our board of directors, and myself to say, you know what, hang on, we think there's a need out there. International protection applicants have come to Ireland in for many different reasons, but to seek a safe and purposeful life, and that is just so important to us to be part of that. But we also just stepped back and said, you know, what would a person that is living in an accommodation centre and or in a migrant community want to help better their lives, to become more than what they are, and most importantly, to entrench themselves into the Irish community, the fabulous community that is the Irish. So for 6 months of last year, it was a case of this quiet, determined research, trying to understand what life within an accommodation centre, and dare I say it, it's often known in Ireland as a direct provision centre, what that is like, what it is, what it takes to go out and integrate into the Irish community, what it also takes to go out and find work and lead a purposeful career or start a career from new, from scratch, And that was really the essence behind the research. And from that, we developed Cardiff, a beautiful, beautiful Irish word for befriending or friendship. And essentially, it is a program, an online program for international protection applicants, asylum seekers, and migrants, community members, to upskill, empower, and train in life skills and all the life skills that are necessary to integrate into a new culture, to adapt to the really phenomenal pace of the society in Ireland, and again, to help people build a future that is both safe and meaningful.
Now, this is up and running now at the moment, Brad. What sort of feedback are you getting from the members?
Well, we are actually just 3 months into it. So for us, it's still very exciting and somewhat new. The response from our side has been really, really incredible, John, because we are hearing feedback from participants, and occasionally we use the word graduates as well, just on, wow, you know, we never thought about that, or this was a useful tool, or that is a life skill which I had, but I've never thought about perfecting it, or, you know, just the toolkit that we are able to provide, again, through our training, our coaching, our mentoring, a lot of volunteers involved in the process. But the feedback is one of gratitude, primarily, and it's also about the fact that we really believe we're making a difference to the lives of people. And I think for certainly myself, and I know a lot of our volunteers, to wake up in the morning and know that you're going to make a difference to somebody's life, it's just, you know, that's a very special thing to be able to do. It's quite privileged as well. So that's the feedback that we've had so far. But again, just to stress, we're only 3 months into it. Exciting 2.5 years ahead. But yeah, early days, but it's going well. Thank you.
It's a great initiative, and fair play to you. Now, we're talking about training asylum seekers, but there are asylum seekers out there who are talented and have skills. Are they able to get into the workforce in Ireland?
So Cardiff focuses very much on the life skills.
Yeah.
And we obviously leave all of the aspects of the international protection system outside of it, the legal processes, and applying for work. So we're really focused on life skills. And our ethos, our mantra is to say, what can we do to help in terms of communication skills, negotiation skills, personal administration, et cetera, et cetera. So we've steered clear of the well-established rules and boundaries that are part of the whole process, and focused very much on the life skills. Where we come across, you know, a participant on our program that is genuinely determined or about to enter the workforce, what we try and do is just take a step back and say, how can we help this
yeah.
person? How can we empower? And that is where our coaching and mentoring aspect of Cardiff comes to the fore. We can't always deal in a training program with individual needs because you've got many people on the course at the same time. But where we identify somebody who has got a purposeful challenge, you know, in their life, then what we'll do is pair them with a qualified coach to help them, again, with life skills, to be able to enter the workforce and possibly start a brand new career.
Okay, and are you looking for volunteers constantly, or have you got enough volunteers at the moment?
So, John, also just to say, we are genuinely 3 months going into our 4th month. Again, blessed and unbelievably grateful to more than 60 volunteers
yep.
who have signed up in the last 3 months with us to coach, to mentor, to train, and to also help with our online facilitation. So at this particular point in time, we're really grateful for everybody who has stepped forward. But we are also an organization that is very much about working with volunteers. It's who we've been for our past, and it's who we will be for our future. So anybody is most welcome to send through an email through to myself, and we will gladly accept all the help that we can get. We expect our program to grow significantly, and it is a long-term program. It will be 3 years by the time we reach full term on it. And over that entire duration, we're obviously going to need a great deal of support, and we would welcome any additional volunteers to come on board. And it can be a number of different things. It could help us with volunteering projects. And the reason we have those on Cardiff is for international protection applicants and members of migrant communities to actually take the life skills they've learnt on our training program and go and practice it in a safe environment. And volunteering projects are of that. At the same time, we're always looking for coaches and mentors, and then there's an administration side behind the project as well. So there's quite a wide variety a scope, I should say, for people to get involved if they'd like to.
And is there a website with information on people for people if want to get involved?
We do have a website. It is also under development at this stage, and it's really easy. It's www.servethecity.ie. But one of the best ways to get in contact with us is just to pop us an email, and that is also really easy. It's volunteer@servethecity.ie.
So volunteer. At servethecity.ie.
That's it, yes.
Okay, Brad, listen, as I said, it's a great initiative and the best of luck in the next few years. So, sorry, just one thing, funding. Are you getting help from our government for funding these training schemes?
Yes, so part of our success in 2020 was to be able to apply for different avenues of funding and different grant funding. And that is the primary reason we've been able to put this project together. And we will be fundraising over the next 2.5 years as well to fund some of the ancillary needs on the project. So as we roll out more cultural events and as we roll out more volunteering projects, we obviously need funding to be able to cover all kinds of things, such as volunteer expenses and then also participant expenses. So funding we see has been ongoing over the next 2.5 years, but our core funding is established for this project.
Okay, well, if you are doing any fundraising and you want to talk about it, Ruth will have my email, so you're more than welcome to come on.
Thank you very much indeed. We'll take all the help that we can get, and we'll definitely be in touch about that.
Okay. Thank you, Brad. Thanks very much for taking the call.
Good luck for your day, John. You take care then.
You too. Thank you.